Testing. Keep testing. Clear. PA testing. Repeaters and give me a radio check. This is W4KA.
You sound pretty good there, David. In 0TR, Tom.
Well, it's been years since I talked to you. I just now got back on the air. When Kelly died, I left the air. That was 5 years ago, and I had a 2-meter rig, so I just finished putting it in the car, and I had trouble with it, but finally I got it. I think I got it working. How are you doing, and how have you been doing? I've had some heart problems and contracted a disease called C. diff. It's an infection of your colon. Like to kill me, but I got through it.
You got some motorboat sound in there, kind of like a bad capacitor or something, but you're fully intelligible. I can hear you. Well, I've been fine getting over open heart surgery. I had triple bypass surgery. August the 4th, David, we're out in the car. We just went down to pick up some ice for some homemade ice cream.
Glad to hear that. I'm glad you're doing good. It's going to be fun catching up with my old friends, and I just hope this little 2-meter will work out. I don't know what's causing the motorboat. I'm plugged directly into the battery, and I don't know what could be causing it, but we'll look into that later. Okay, I'm going to wrap up and get back in the house. I'm kind of tired from bending over and straining and stretching and pulling. And I'm feeling these 81 years, Tom. I'll be 82 this month.
This is 77, so you got me beat, Dave. Congratulations. I don't know. Sometimes if you put about 1,000 microfarad capacitor on the backside of that across the line, it can help out with that. It's just kind of a like that, but it's far below your voice level, so you can communicate just fine with it. I'm assuming it's a mobile unit and not a handy talking.
It's a mobile unit. I'm on high power. I thought that might take care of it, but well, I'll have to look into that and see if I can get that remedied. But I'm using a cigarette lighter for the power.
And that can be a problem rather than going direct to the battery, David. I've heard that happen quite often. But there's probably a lot smarter people than I am here that can help you out with that problem. Anyways, I'm going to get inside with Bernice, and she's going to make up some homemade ice cream. We got some peach cobbler to go along with it, and it's great to hear you again, Dave, and I'm glad you're still percolating there, and I'm glad to be percolating along. W4KA in 0GR 73, Dave.
Okay, Tom, good to hear from you in 73. One last thing, do they still hold the net at 9 o'clock?
QSL, 9 o'clock, they sure do.
I had a buzz in tonight, and in the meantime, I'll try to get this battery hooked to the battery, or my power hooked to the battery. I got enough cord, I just got to figure a hole to get through the dash. All right, N0TR, W4KA clear.
If it increases with RPM of the engine or something, the ignition noise, but I don't think you're driving. I think you're stationary, so that's probably not what it is either, but I thought I'd throw it out there, Dave. But it's not a whine. It's not like alternator noise. It's more, like I said, motorboating is what we always called it, but not to the degree it prevents you from getting on the radio. See you later, bud. W4KA and 0TR is clear. QRT.
And 4ZLK.
Okay, W4KA.
David, name here is Shane. And hello, Tom, if you're still listening. I'm wondering if you're, David, if you're transmitting on a Kenwood.
Transmitting on a B-71A.
Same issue with a different model, but a Kenwood. And I think Dave Watson, W4DJW, kind of had the same issue. It's either a filter or a capacitor in there. I think Dave fixed his. I haven't fixed mine. Mine got really bad. I couldn't even talk on it anymore, but it's that exact same sound. It won't go away until you fix whatever it is, but I don't know the exact answer, but that's what it is. I'm familiar with it.
Hey, Shane. Good to hear you. I'm just getting out of the car here. Talk to you later. In 4ZLK and 0TR clear.
Hey, I'm transmitting on the other side. It's a dual band. I'm transmitting on the other VFO. How's this sound?
I might say it's a little quieter on that side, but it is still in there.
I've got to get a hold of Dave Watson. He generally helps me with radios anyway. All right, your name was Shane. Have we met before?
Time ago. I recognize you. I recognize the call, but it's been a long time, and I don't know that we spoke a lot, but yeah, the name is Shane, and my call is November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo.
November, Lima, Kilo. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, and I'll see about it. We'll have to come up with something. That it didn't used to do this. This radio has hardly been used, and it was ideal before. Okay. Thank you for your help, and 73, W4KA clear, and QRT.
I hated that it happened to my radio, too. It's a good little... I love Kenwoods, but there's a few of them that do that for some reason after a while. All right, Dave, have a good day. Nice to talk to you. W4KA and 4ZLK. WJT and 4ZLK. Okay, clear.